All right, Jack Savage, it's time. Move from the back row to the front row. Jesus Christ, it's Jack Savage. I didn't know this, but dude's all about Shakira, apparently. Wow, bro, you're in the front row. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard about him. You've seen him on the other side of the glass. You've not officially met him. The newest member of the XR4TI, it is Jack Savage. I figured today would be a perfect day to make it all official. Our newest addition to the staff. Jack, how you feeling, dude?
Yo, how's it going?
Look at him. He's on the air. What's up, dude? I mean, honestly, how you feeling?
Feeling good, you know, been a couple weeks now here in the jungle, got my feet wet and, you know, dealing with the crazy clones every day. And it's awesome. I'm loving it.
All right. So far, so good. First things first, though, the clones, well, everybody and nobody more so than our own Big Head are fascinated by the name Jack Savage. I mean, it is badass. Here's my question. Is it a real name or is it some fake handle? And is your name really Joe Smith?
Yeah, I'm sorry to disappoint everybody, but my name is, in fact, Jack Savage.
All right, so it's a real thing. Now, you got to be a certain dude to go through life with that name, right? You can't have the name Jack Savage on your birth certificate and be some sort of punk ass. When did you first become aware of the responsibility that comes along with that name, Jack?
You know, probably early on, you run out into the playground and, you know, they're picking teams. And with that name, you can't get picked last with a name like Savage. So probably early on, you know, I figured it out that, you know, it's a cool last name. Everybody doesn't believe it's real until they believe it's real when I show them. But yeah, so early on.
All right, dude, let me ask you this, though. Is there some kind of schoolyard stuff? Like, I don't want to compare it to a prison yard, but is there some schoolyard stuff where they want to try you or test you because you're Jack Savage?
Oh, yeah. Everyone comes, takes their best shot. But, I mean, that's what it's about. So whether it's pick up hoops or, you know, throwing the football around on the diamond, whatever, you know, everyone's coming at me, and it's great. It's great.
Throwing the football around on the diamond. Dude, you played football. You know they don't play football on a diamond.
No, there's a comma in there. Playing football, comma, on the diamond, you know.
Oh, I see. You were listing things. All right, I see you working. Hey, James Kelly's in. He couldn't wait till the end of this. He has a question. He wants to know how many people you've murdered.
I don't think I can say that on the air.
Jack Savage. Jesus Christ, it's Jack Savage. You know what, dude? I want to give credit to your parents. They have to be savages to put that kind of pressure on a kid. For instance, if they named you, I don't know, Tristan Savage, it wouldn't carry nearly the pressure. In fact, it'd be like some amazing oxymoron. Now, you went to UCLA and you went to Northwestern, so I know what you know that what that means. Tristan Savage is like jumbo shrimp, so big ups to mom and pops. What are they like?
They're savages in their own right. You know, my dad's a beast. He's a grinder. He works his ass off. My mom, just the same, probably works, you know, just as much, if not harder than my dad. They're the best. They're the best in the game.
All right, dude, are you going to protect their anonymity or can you share who is your dad and what does he do?
Yeah, so Pops, he is the head baseball coach at UCLA. He's been there since 2005. Just started their season a couple weeks ago. He's a national champ, won it all in 2013. He's got a couple of conference champions to his name. A lot of, you know, he's the best. So he's the best at what he does. And, yeah, that's Big John for you.
All right, dude, that cannot be easy. All right, so the old man's got a national championship. Can't be easy being his kid. But who's tougher, Pops or Moms?
That's an easy question, Mom. No doubt. No doubt, no doubt.
Dude, you and I were talking the other day. I'm like, so your what mom. Are you doing for workouts? And your response was something along the lines of, never mind you, mom really wants to know, is she on you to get your workouts in no matter what? Like, what's that dynamic like? And how hard does she hit the gym?
Oh, she's a workout maniac in her own right. You know, I was texting her this morning. Are you listening to the show? She's like, yeah, you know, after my workout, of course, I'll tune in. So every morning she gets after it. And, you know, she keeps her foot on the gas and doing so, she keeps my foot on the gas and she doesn't let me slack. So, you know, she wants me to get in the gym and, you know, hit it hard just like she does. And my dad every day, drives up to Westwood, gets on that treadmill in their facilities, and he gets his work done. And yeah, everybody loves to grind in the Savage family.
Dude, I absolutely love what talking to Jack Savage. I absolutely love that your mom was like, hey, you know, good job, good on you. Way to get that job. Way to go. Way to persevere. And nice to see you getting on in life. When are you getting your workouts in?
Yeah, no, she gave me 1 week on the job to, you know, get in, you know, find a routine, and that was it. Once that second week hit around, she's like, all right, you know, what's your gym schedule like? When you're working out, like, let's get your butt back to it.
Mom's is the best. All right, so, dude, you mentioned the clones. Now, I've done this for a long time, and I can say with certainty the clone reaction to you is much better than almost anybody we've ever had, in part because of that legendary name, if, in fact, it's real. Dude, I would like to see a birth certificate, but it is real, right?
Yeah, the of name. Course, of course. Without
you
a doubt.
Swear,
I'll slide you the birth certificate after the show.
All right, good, dude. So the culture of the show is such that the fans can be pretty rabid and pretty overwhelming. In fact, everybody I bring in here, Jack, says, dude, like, it's wild. I've never seen anything like it. And that's from a number of industry pros. You're coming out of grad school, really nice degree. What's that part been like for you, the clones, the culture, and getting to know them and them getting to know you?
Oh, it's awesome. I'm all about it. You know, growing up, getting raised in a big family, going to an all-boy high school, you know, it's all about the banner, the trash talk, you know. So I get that, and I love it. And then, like you said, coming out of grad school, you know, is coming from a, you know, real professional, you know, institution. And then you come into the jungle, and it's professional in its own right, but it's chaotic professional.
It should be institutionalized. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
You went from a professional institution to a bunch of people who need to be institutionalized.
That sounds right. But no, it's been awesome. You know, they hit me up on Twitter, and, you know, they love taking their shots, and, you know, it's a good back and forth. I'm loving it.
Jack Savage joining us. So, dude, this hat. Where did the hat come from? You went to UCLA undergrad. Your dad is the baseball coach at UCLA. You have a graduate degree from Northwestern, which is impressive as hell. But, dude, that cheesy hat, where did that come from?
It is probably the cheesiest hat you'll see. But, you know, I got it up in my time at Northwestern up in Evanston in Chicago. And as soon as I saw it, I said...
Did anybody want to fight you when they saw that hat? Did you wear that in public?
I've been keeping it under wraps. And then UCLA decided to join the Big Ten. So I was like, all right, I can bust it out, you know, in a couple years. And then lo and behold, they're in the tournament. They're playing tomorrow. It's game on. So, you know.
Dude, what's it like? My Gauchos are tipping it off like any second right now. Of course, UCLA is UCLA. But, I mean, that's an awesome thing to have both of your schools in the tourney, much less playing each other. What's that feel like?
Oh, it's unbelievable. This is only Northwestern's second time making the tournament ever under Coach Chris Collins, you know, in their program history. And they've been on a tear this year, second in the Big Ten. You know, Collins went from being on the hot seat to Big Ten Coach of the Year. It's incredible. Boo Booey, you know, what they're doing in Evanston. They have the whole Chicago, Evanston community fired up. It's a great story. And it's just, it hurts me that they're running into the UCLA Bruins, Mick Cronin and the Dogs, you know. I have love for both of them, but, you know, when push comes to shove, I'm a Bruin through and through without a sliver of a doubt. So, sucks it has to end for the Wildcats tomorrow.
Wow, dude. I was going to say, you're giving them an awful lot of love, and I get it. You should be proud of that degree, but you're being awfully diplomatic. But, yeah, I was going to say, you can't be conflicted. You are UCLA through and through.
No, yeah, don't get it twisted. I like the, you know, the analogy I use. Grad school, it's like a fun fling for a little bit, but, you know, undergrad, that's the love of your life. You always go back to the love of your life. You wish your fling all the best, and I have, and it's been awesome to
that
see
was your
them
summer
succeed.
Slam, wasn't it?
I love
it. Yeah, summer slam. That was my summer piece, so it was awesome. But going back truly to the love of my life, yeah! The UCLA Bruins.
I love it. Such a great story. Clones, it's now official. You now know the guy. Northwestern. I love that Northwestern, a nearly impossible school to get into. You have an advanced degree, and that's your, quote, side piece. Way to go. Jack Savage. I like it. Welcome to the team, bro.
Welcome
Rock on.
Fight,
well done. Are you going to the game?
Me and my buddies, we're thinking, you know, after the show ends, we might hit Sacramento tonight and get up there for tomorrow.
Oh, dude, that'd be badass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would encourage that. You can pull it off. All right, nice job, dude. Welcome to the team.
Appreciate it.
Jack Savage, Reaction Clones. That's how you handle that, man. That is not easy. You know, they always say that when you move 6 inches over from the assistant coach's position to the head coach's position, it might as well be 6,000 miles. From the back row to the front row is not easy. Even Tommy's giving him a little ovation. Albie, how do you think you did? You've seen everybody else try that. I was saying, good job, good effort. I'll tell you, we won't know officially. Like, I've got my take. I thought Jack just nailed it. There's Alvin's take. But it's the most negative guy in the world, James Kelly, who matters. Because nobody's more fascinated with the name Jack Savage than James Kelly. He's coming up next. Big Head Betts on the other side of this. Let's get to a break quickly. James Kelly hits me with, quote, he murdered it just like Jack Savage always does. Kelly, he's never murdered anybody. Kelly's convinced that he's like Jason Bourne. Jesus Christ, it's Jack Savage. Hey, I don't mean to use the Lord's name in vain, but that's just a movie line.